time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Julie Rozier with the Southeastern Association of Local Governments, and she is the Equity and Community Services Manager. We're going to talk about a great event coming up September 9th called Welcoming Week, and we'll kind of let you know what that all is. It started last year when they did the big opening for the Bookcliff mural, and I can't believe it's actually been that long. But we're going to bring her in. They're going to have all kinds of dignitaries speak at it. Great fun for the entire family, and the entire community is invited to come out and have a good time with this one. Julie, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
So let's start talking about, give us a little background on Welcoming Week.
Sure. So our agency, we partner with Welcoming America, and they help provide us with different tools and resources for our equity, diversity work that we're doing. And Welcoming America has Welcoming Week every year, and you can do it in all of your communities, regions. It's every September. So this year, it's Saturday, September 9th. And Welcoming is really when organizations and communities, they bring together neighbors of all backgrounds just to build strong connections and affirm the importance of welcoming in inclusive places. So we are extremely excited to host it this year again.
And as I said, it's hard to believe this actually kicked off last year when we did the grand opening for the big Bookcliff mural. It's hard to believe that it's been a year already.
It is. It's unbelievable. It really is.
And you had a lot of people come out for that and a lot of fun. And this year, it happens on the exact same day as the United Way Day of Caring. So you've kind of decided that you got together with Pam Boyd from the United Way of Eastern Utah.
Correct.
And you've kind of connected the two events, haven't you? So let's talk about that part.
Sure. So Saturday, September 9th is United Way Day of Caring as well. So we spoke with Pam Boyd from United Way of Eastern Utah. And typically at the end of the Day of Caring, they will go to the park and have a lunch there. But we're going to have it at Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments right there on 375 South Carbon Avenue. And Pam and I will do a welcoming and introduction and have lunch. There will be activities, a huge slide. I don't know if anyone remembers that from last year. And just lots of fun things, free food. It'll be awesome.
And along with that, you're going to have a few speakers down there that will be part of the event as well. So let's kind of list those out and let's talk about what they're going to talk about.
You bet. So Pam and I will do a welcome for everyone. And then Mayor Michael Koryanis, he will read and go through Price City's newly adopted Welcoming and Belonging Proclamation. Representative Christine Watkins will also talk a little bit about equity and inclusion efforts. Sarah Braby with the Health Department will talk on health equity and their efforts. Kate Kilpatrick, now Kate did the large mural on the Bookcliff building. And she also did a couple murals on Southeastern AOG building. And so Kate's going to talk briefly about the equity and diversity piece of one of those murals. And then we'll have Clint Cottom there, and he'll be speaking about digital equity.
And, you know, when to kind of step back a couple, Sarah Braby, health equity, I think that kind of gets confused sometimes because there's a company called Health Equity too, but that's not what she's going to talk about. They came down and we talked about health equity, and it's actually quite interesting when you sit down and listen to how the whole thing works out. And it's interesting information, and it's always a lot of great stuff that gets kind of put out there so that maybe you could take advantage of it as well, right?
Correct. Yes.
So let's talk for just a moment. Maybe there are people out there that aren't fully aware of what the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments does. So let's give us a little background on the SULAG, as they call it, and talk about that for just a moment.
Sure. So Southeastern AOG provides different services, resources for families. I mean, we have everything from economic development to our ground up construction housing, weatherization program, heat program that provides utility assistance, food banks. It goes on and on. Circles program, which provides tools and resources to low-income families to help get them out of poverty. We have homeless services. So it goes on for some time.
And really everything that you do kind of covers that little corner of the state, right? You guys go all the way down into like Blanding, Monticello area
correct.
As well, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
you cover that whole area.
Correct. Are in Carbon, Emery, Grand, and San Juan County.
So you cover that. Kind of busy, sounds like it would be a little bit busy. That's kind of a big area to cover.
It is.
But once again, we're talking today about Welcoming Week. This is going to go on Saturday, September 9th at noon, right there at the office. And what was the address again?
375 South Carbon Avenue.
All right. If anybody has any questions or anything about this, how can they find out? What do they need to do?
So they can give me a call. And my name is Julie again. And my phone number is 435-613-0065.
Okay. Once again, Welcoming Week coming up Saturday, September 9th at noon. Free food, fun and games for everybody. And get a little background on what's been going on and things that can help you and help the community here that are offered by the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. Julie, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today. We appreciate the time.
Right back at you. Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.